This is Sunday morning, December the 1st, 2019, and the Lord gave me this on Thanksgiving morning. Prophet's Corner Uncut. You will know them by their fruit. All right, this is Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. The Lord told me a few years ago that I'd have to carry a pad with me wherever I went. And it's proved true, you know. Because wherever you go and whatever you do, whatever you experience, there's a lesson in it. You know, and the Lord can speak things. So I happened to take it with me on my trip. So Matthew 7:15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth bad fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth bad fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. And he goes on to say, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. In other words, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord. Now, this is what the Lord said. The Lord was saying here, the Lord is saying that we need to listen to their narrative to determine who they serve. Even if they are Christian ministers, you will know them by their fruits. The words of their mouth, the narrative that they speak, either they are walking by the kingdom, which is faith, or they're walking by the kingdom of darkness. I looked up the word fruits here. It means plucked fruit, literally or figuratively. The fruit of their mouth, listen to them. Hear what they are saying and you won't be duped. They can't help but speak by whose master they serve. Then he said, Babel. Those of Babel argue and will not tolerate any other viewpoint. Babel means confusion. The fruit of their mouth makes no common sense. They act crazy. They are very emotional. Satan is crazy, so don't be surprised. They do not care about the facts. They are under Satan's delusion. They will not hear sound doctrine. You've been questioning, how will I know? Well, I said that you would know them by their fruits. It is the fruit of their mouth. If they are saying what I'm saying, you can trust them. If they are not, then turn them off. This is nothing new. It began in Genesis 3 when Satan brought in an unsound doctrine. It happened in Genesis 11 at the Tower of Babel. Just think about all the fake news sources. They are all using propaganda to spread the devil's doctrines. This is Babel. This is the Babylonian system. When talking about Nebuchadnezzar, I mean, it's been all through since Genesis 3, we have seen this God of this world. The Babylonian system will be destroyed. And I want to read that. You can go read Genesis 11 if you want to about the Tower of Babel where God confused the language. But the Babylonian system will be destroyed. This is Revelation chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls and talked with me, saying unto me, come here, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great harlot that sitteth upon many waters. Waters represent multitudes of people. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. How they fornicated? God considers whenever you serve other gods to him, he calls it adultery or fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast. Here's this communistic socialistic system full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and bedecked with gold and precious stones, which this is the Catholic Church here we're talking about. Having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great wonder. The angel said unto her, Why dost thou wonder? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go unto perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here's the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Rome, the city of the seven hills. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen and one is. The other's not yet. When he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and both go into perdition. Then the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the harlot sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these are the shall hate the harlot, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom to the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman whom thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Now there's other chapters that talks about it, about them crying over, oh, Babylon, Babylon. But anyway, God says he will destroy it. It says right there that God gives them permission to destroy it. As they are intolerant of my word and sound doctrine, I will be intolerant of them. And there's a scripture for that. This is 1 Samuel 2:20. God says there, Who esteems me lightly, I lightly esteem. So the Lord is bringing this system down. We see it happening. That's what the draining of the swamp is all about. This system is coming down.